Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. Brandon Ayuk's long contract dispute with the San Francisco 49ers came to an end when he agreed to a four-year contract to stay with the Niners. The NFL Network first reported the agreement. It'll pay Ayuk $120 million over 4 years, $76 million guaranteed. The rebuilding New England Patriots will start the season with experience over youth at quarterback. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has the story.
Patriots coach Gerard Mayo has selected Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback for New England's season opener at Cincinnati. Brissett gets the nod over rookie first-round draft pick Drake May, who he shared snaps with throughout training camp and the preseason. Brissett is heading into his ninth NFL season and signed a one-year $8 million deal with the Patriots in March. It reunited him with the team that drafted him in the third round in 2016. Mayo previously acknowledged that he felt May had outplayed Brissett this preseason and said other factors shifted the pendulum toward Brissett.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler is well on his way to taking the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup title. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Scheffler birdied five of his last seven holes to complete a 6-under 65 in the opening round.
Treating like I would any other tournament, just staying in my lane and doing the things that I'm good at, and that's just trying to focus on the task at hand and let all the other stuff take care of itself.
Since he began the day with a two-shot lead based on his dominant season, he's now the first player on record to carry a seven-shot lead into the second round of this tournament.
I feel like today the golf course was set up in a way in which the good shots were rewarded. And if you're coming out of the rough to these pins, it's still very difficult to hold the green.
In the weighted standings, his 16-under total is well ahead of Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele, who share second.
I'm trying not to think much about the starting stroke stuff. I think it's still a bit weird with it not being a traditional event.
Morikawa shot a 66 and Schauffele a 70 at Eastlake.
NBA Steph Curry staying with the Golden State Warriors at least through the 26-27 season. A one-year contract extension that will earn Curry nearly $63 million. Baseball on the American League card. Houston defeated Kansas City 6-3. LA Angels shut out Detroit 3-1. The Chicago White Sox continue to lose. Texas beat them 2-1. And Toronto blanks Boston 2-0. The Los Angeles Dodgers and Baltimore Orioles conclude their series. We'll get to that story next. On the National League scoreboard, the Brewers blank San Francisco 6-0. Manager Pat Murphy says they received great pitching from starting pitcher Aaron Civale and reliever Aaron Ashby. Those two combined on a two-hitter.
Great version of Ash. Great version of Telly. You know, attacking the zone with various pitches and staying after it. The tempo of both pitchers was fantastic.
The New York Mets scratched out a late run to beat Arizona, as correspondent George Tanner reports.
Jose Iglesias' RBI single in the ninth inning led the Mets to a 3-2 victory over the Diamondbacks. Francisco Lindor, who pounded his 28th home run of the season in the sixth inning, says he is amazed how the team continues to bounce back after a loss.
Learning from our mistakes and learning from our good at-bats or how we approach hitters and try to accomplish the daily goals and win.
Pete Alonso also homered for the Mets, his 29th of the season and second in three games. Edwin Diaz picked up his 15th save one day after suffering his second blown save.
Philadelphia came back to beat Atlanta 5-4. St. Louis down San Diego 4-1. Cardinals starting and winning pitcher Sonny Gray says he's happy to help his team get a split in the series.
To lose the first two against them guys and then to come back and win the last two, it's a good feeling. So, I mean, they are a good team, but to win the second two after the first two, it's a good finish to the series.
Miami outlasted Colorado 12-8. Interleague play, the LA Dodgers and Baltimore Orioles wrapped up their three-game set. Dave Ferry reports.
The Dodgers' 6-3 win over the Orioles gives LA a four-game lead over the Diamondbacks atop the NL West. Chris Taylor got the Dodgers going with an RBI single in the second inning off Cade Povich, who surrendered 5 runs and 10 hits over 3 1/3 innings. Austin Barnes doubled home a pair to ignite the Dodgers' 4-run third before Mookie Betts and Miguel Rojas added RBI singles later in the inning. Winning pitcher Bobby Miller allowed just 2 hits over 5 innings, although one of those hits was a 3-run homer by Colton Cowser. The Birds now trail the AL East by a game and a half to the Yankees.
Cincinnati scored 3 in the bottom of the ninth inning to upend Oakland 10-9. Rich Hill became the only active player to appear in each season for the last 20 years when he pitched for the Boston Red Sox last night. College football, 11th-ranked Missouri opened up its season with a cakewalk. Mike Reeves reports.
5 minutes, 19 seconds into the opening quarter, 11th-ranked Missouri had built a 21-0 lead, and they went on to a season-opening 51-0 win over Murray State. The Tigers totaled 489 yards of total offense to 85 for the Racers. Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz.
The name of the game is how much better can you get? And you know, 2 years ago, we had a big win and then kind of laid an egg the very next week because we thought we patted ourselves on the back, you know, for a week. So we're not going to do that. We're going to get in there and we're going to figure out how to improve, and we're going to attack it this week in practice.
Missouri quarterback Brady Cook threw for one score and rushed for another. Luther Burden III was on the receiving end of the scoring strike. Nate Noel, Marcus Carroll, and Jamal Roberts added rushing scores.
12th-ranked Utah blew out Southern Utah 49-0. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.